Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi. Thanks for listening. It's Monday morning. Everybody's favorite day of the week. Oh, my God. Monday, woo, start of a brand new week. It's like a new chapter. Mm-hmm. Like, this week, I mean, knock wood, it can't go worse than last week.
Oh,
I mean,
don't say that.
Yeah, what do you mean?
No, I'm saying it. I mean, I feel like it can't.
We said that last year.
Oh, yeah.
Like this year can't be worse. Then when it started, it was a dud.
What's the day? Oh, it's the 11th. So, is it next Wednesday that the inauguration happens?
Yep.
Yeah. So a lot to look forward to, you know, in early 2021. Yay!
The celebrity. Happy Monday.
Thank you, Morgan. I appreciate it. I knew I was missing something. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by National Clean Your Desk Day. Even though you're working from home, your desk probably still needs to be cleaned up. I try to pick my desk up daily and leave it ready for me in the morning.
Is it really National Clean Your Desk Day today?
It's National Clean Your Desk Day.
Nice job, Nicole.
Yeah. Way to find something that's, you know.
Somewhat relevant.
Yeah, we wouldn't have stumbled on that otherwise. I'm sure that's not going to be making the rounds on Twitter.
Nope.
There's a segue. Guess who else won't be making the rounds on Twitter?
Nice.
If you left Twitter because you were like, I don't want to hear any more from that president guy, you can go back. He's off permanently. On Friday, Trump was permanently banned from Twitter. In a statement, Twitter said, among other things, we've permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence. They provided a comprehensive analysis of how he's violated the rules, added that there's chatter about future armed protests, including a proposed second attack on the U.S. Capitol and state Capitol buildings next Sunday. And they said, no, that's enough of that. He had about 88 million followers. If you visit his feed, it just says suspended. After he was banned, he went on the @POTUS Twitter account and ranted and raved about his account being deleted. He accused Twitter of banning free speech and being in the pocket of the radical left, suggested that he and his followers could build their own platform in the near future and that they would not be silenced. Twitter also deleted that rant and locked the POTUS account until Joe Biden takes over. He's also been suspended from Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, Snapchat, Reddit, TikTok, and even Pinterest. Pinterest doesn't want him. There is something called Parler, spelled with an E, Parler.
Uh-huh.
That is also going away. It's been, in fact, they say that the insurgency was planned there. But Apple, Google, and Amazon have all dropped Parler from their platforms because they say there's been a proliferation of illegal activity and threats of violence. Parler refused to do anything about it. They were like, but everyone's on here.
Right. They were, Parler wasn't managing their page at all or their site
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, no, letting it go. So right. That's it. It looks like we, you know, I've been really looking forward to not hearing from that guy. And
I love, like, did you alone. See what Marcus posted yesterday?
I did not. I have not been on social media.
He made the point as well as you can. I'll read you a little bit if you want to hear it.
Sure,
but
yeah.
If you think I'm opinionated on this here app now, you should see some of the things I don't post. Mm-hmm. I learned years ago there are things, no matter how funny or provocative they are, that could get me suspended or kicked off the platform. Social media are not public utilities. They're private businesses.
Yep.
They don't owe any of us access to their sites. They could change the rules of usage tomorrow, and you'd either choose to use them or not. There's zero First Amendment concern here.
Right.
If you think there is, then with all due respect, you're stunningly ignorant. That's not censorship. That's capitalism.
Yeah, there's there were a lot of things yesterday because as he's yelling that, you know, his First Amendment rights are being violated. The government can't limit that. But I don't have to listen to you, and I as a company don't have to post you. That's part of our First Amendment rights.
Also gets mixed up with people when they, you know, they'd say, hey, I could say anything. Yes, you can say anything you want,
but
you will pay a price.
Yep.
Depending on what it is you decide is your First Amendment, your freedom of speech. Go ahead.
100%, Vin. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. You can say anything you want, and you also will suffer the consequences of what you've said. Mm-hmm. But you won't be in trouble for saying it. Other than you might lose your job or get kicked off some platform, because that's how we create our standards and practices, by agreeing or disagreeing with something and deciding whether or not we're going to have that in our faces. Anyway, he's off everything. Even Pinterest is like, you can't even. He's like, how am I going to plan my next party at Mar-a-Lago without my Pinterest page? I don't know if he even had one of those, but.
Nobody has one of those.
I have 50 freaking things.
I have one too.
Of course
you
do.
Don't, Nicole.
John even has one.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does. He saves recipes on there. He's got all kinds of ideas for this, that, and the other thing.
They're good for crafts too.
They're great.
Mm-hmm. And hairstyles.
Anything.
Well, I have
you
no
want.
Hair. I do no crafts. I don't cook. So it just
you like jeans. You could start a jeans one.
I don't want to start anything. I've got enough on my hands.
It's just all it is a bookmark saving place. Mm-hmm. Really, it's like, oh, I like that picture, and I want to know where to find it in the future.
So it's very much like my bookmarks.
Yeah, it's like that, except it's all pictures, and they make suggestions. I could use less emails, fewer emails from you.
Yeah,
Pinterest.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't need your emails. I get it. You're right there on my. You're one of my saved links, or whatever. You're in my toolbar. I don't know what this thing is called.
It's bookmark.
Bookmark bar. Mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you have 7 minutes, watch what he put out. He did a little video. He was born in Austria, and he was comparing last week's insurrection to Nazi Germany.
I've got a snippet.
Oh, great. Oh, okay.
I grew up in Austria. I'm very aware of Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glass. It was a night of rampage against the Jews carried out in 1938 by the Nazi equivalent of the Proud Boys. Wednesday was the Day of Broken Glass right here in the United States. The broken glass was in the windows of the United States Capitol. But the mob did not just shatter the windows of the Capitol. They shattered the ideals we took for granted. They did not just break down the doors of the building that housed American democracy. They trampled the very principles on which our country was founded. No matter what your political affiliation is.
So
I
this
ask you to join.
Boy, he wrestled with those two words.
He's
political
well,
affiliation.
Political affiliation.
No, that's very well done, Arnold.
It goes on and on. The music builds. It's very dramatic. It's about, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes. We watched the whole thing yesterday, and it could have been 3 minutes. But, the message is fantastic. It's a great message. And from someone who came from somewhere else, he actually goes on to talk about how his dad would come home drunk. Because he would get drunk because he was so mad at himself about those stances that he had taken. Arnold wasn't born until 1947. He said that this had blossomed into a full-on problem, and that his dad would come home and beat the kids. And he goes on. I mean, he really goes into this whole thing, but it's. Do you want to post that up on the Serenity Facebook page?
Sure.
That would be a helpful link for people to find. Mm-hmm. Just an interesting thing to hear from him. And now, something completely different. Here we go. No, it's not a game. Not a game. It's just a fun segment because I love real estate.
Oh,
I love houses, and every day things roll across my desk about this was bought or sold. So I save them up, and I've decided that today's the day. I'm gonna blow through a couple of these.
All right.
Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch has finally sold after all these years. It was put on the market right after he passed away. I think they wanted $100 million for it to begin with. It has there it is, listed for $100 million. Pulled off the market in 2017 after failing to find a buyer following a price drop to $67 million. In 2019, it went back on for $31 million, and it has just sold for $22 million. They're not confirming the purchase price, but the Wall Street Journal is saying that they have reason to believe it was $22 million.
All right.
It's something like, oh, here it is, 2,700 acres. It's near Ojai, I believe, and it's so I don't know what that comes out to, $22 million for 2,700 acres, but that's, and it's, you know, it's got a big house on it, and I think the amusement park is gone, and they renamed it something like, you know, Oaks Acres or something, but it has finally sold, and it looks like it sold to Pittsburgh Penguins co-owner Ron Burkle.
Oh.
So congrats to him.
Yeah, I'm looking on. I thought it was closer to Santa Barbara.
Oh, is it? Okay.
No. I don't know. I'm actually, as soon as you said Ojai, I looked it up to see where that is. It's in between Ventura and Santa Barbara and kind of more inland.
Okay.
But there's a lot of hills on this little map I'm looking at, so it might not even be drivable roads that sort of
like
separate
pretty,
it from these
remote.
Towns. Yeah, it seems pretty remote.
One way in, one way out.
Looks like it.
Rob Dyrdek. He is a pro skateboarder who turned reality TV star.
Mm. Yeah, that dude's made of money, isn't he?
It turns out he has just bought a third multi-million dollar property inside the gates of Mulholland Estates. That is... this third one, he paid $8.5 million for it.
A lot of people, because I skateboard, always they often say, hey, do you know or do you like this Rob?
Dyrdek.
What did you call him? Dyrdek? Whatever.
D-Y-R-D-E-K. Dyrdek. Dyrdek.
And the answer is I don't know him. I'm sure he's a nice guy and is very fun. But apparently was it MTV?
Yeah. The Ridiculousness is the name of the show. They're not saying, but yeah.
I think he's had multiple shows.
He was on MTV and with a show, started with Robin Big with a security guard, and then it went into Fantasy Factory? Or
You know
Fantasy
him.
Fantasy Factory, yeah.
Yeah, and then it went into Ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm. You like him?
I grew up with him. His show came out in middle school, and it was funny stuff. And so it was like rated G, like... Jackass, Johnny Knoxville stuff. So
okay,
yeah.
So he has spent about $24.3 million on these three Mulholland Estates properties.
Look at him go!
I know. You know, about 5 years ago, he started this with a $9.9 million vacant 3.1 acre parcel, and I don't even know if he's built on it yet. He plans to build a home. About 2 years ago, he paid about $6 million for an almost 6,800 square foot home that's since been extensively remodeled. They call him the Maverick of Mulholland Estates.
Really?
Yes. So he just picked up another property for $8.5 million.
Good for him.
There's a house in Beverly Hills that is going to be sold at auction with the minimum bid, you know, to get into this thing, $160 million. It's about a 20,000 square foot mansion. Surprise, it's 13 bedrooms, Villa Firenze. It's set about 9 acres of land in Beverly Hills. It's got its own private street. And if you're interested in getting in on this, you can go to Concierge Auctions. They're handling the sale. 25 bathrooms. Oh my God. 25. Gated mansion in the north. You know that they say that's going to be the highest price. If it goes for a 160 million or more, it'll be the most expensive house ever sold at auction. And they said, why shouldn't we? We sell artwork all the time on here. And this place is a work of art. Villa Firenze. 13 bedrooms, 25 bathrooms. Just sounds like a lot of bathrooms. It's a good gig, The Daily Show. You can make some real money on there. You keep those ratings up, hit your bonuses. Trevor Noah has just spent $27 million on Bel Air mansion. It looks, it's, you know, I actually think we've seen this house in the past. Like, it kind of looks like the one that Justin Bieber got in trouble for throwing parties at a few years back. And it looks like a bunch of stacked shipping containers. It's all white, and it's, but it's just a bunch of rectangular boxes that look stacked on top of each other. It's very angular. It's very impressive. It's
for $27 million. All right.
$27.5 million. He bought it, looks like a week or two ago, using a trust. He actually had, it came on the market in 2018, this one, with a $36 million price tag. And he actually just sold a place in Bel Air. So this isn't the first mega mansion he's picked up. He just sold a place for $21 million. Yeah, that's the house right there. See if you can find the shot from out. It's on a hill. So there's a shot from like out. It has a pool, but with like a whole nother level below the pool. It's pretty crazy.
So when you sell, you've got to reinvest or you pay some kind of capital gains, right? So
yeah,
I assume he's up to that, right? That he sold and bought instantly for that reason.
No, keep going, Bryn. You know, go to the page 6 story. It's the first, or it's the fourth. It's the fourth picture in the little gallery they have there. Anyway, yeah, he just sold another very modern. He likes. There it is. See how there's a pool there, and then there's a whole lower story that seems twice as big as the actual house.
Uh-huh.
Like it's pretty. It's a baller pad for sure.
That's crazy.
So he had just sold another one. He sold it back in September and just turned it around. And
see a single guy?
I think so. I don't really know anything about his love life. Looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
And Amelia Clark. She just sold her house in California. It's down in Venice. It's only a two-bedroom place, $4.4 million. It's pretty nice. Emilia Clarke is Khaleesi, Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones. And she's also been in Terminator and Star Wars, and she sold the place for $4.4 million. It's beautiful. It's a breathtaking architectural home. And it actually looks like a mini scaled-down version of the one you just saw that Trevor Noah bought. So I don't know what she went to buy afterwards. She listed it for sale. She's lost money on this. I don't know why she decided to sell it now. 4.64 is what she paid for it in August of 2016, and she just sold it for 4.4. So in late December. And it's nice enough. But it's nothing like that spectacular place that Trevor Noah just bought. And I, you know what? I have 5 more, but I'm out of time. What's coming up, Ben?
I've got hotel trends in 2021. As we start to get vaccinated, people are going to be looking to get out of their house.
No doubt.
And so we'll see some changes. I'll tell you about those and more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.